We're less than a week removed from Mother's Day, a day on which we applauded and celebrated moms for all they do, for how much they give, and for how they work so hard to care for their families. While we appreciate our moms for all of that, what we don't often recognize is how little moms care for themselves. Marilee Bradley, a busy mom of six children, joined us on Tuesday to talk about self-care for moms. Now, we had more to talk about, and Marilee is back this morning to continue our conversation.
Marilee, moms are listening this morning. They're trying to evaluate, how am I doing in this self-care thing? What are some clues that a mom is neglecting self-care?
I think that exhaustion factor, which is true for all of us about all of the time, but we can tell when we're getting to that totally depleted place. And I think sometimes I've had moments where even self-care felt like checking off another box, and I didn't even have the ability to do that. And I think that's when you know you really need it. And you might even need some accountability from your spouse or from a friend to say, I need this, and I don't even want to go get it because just getting out of the house feels too exhausting, or trying to figure out a babysitter or whatever it is feels too exhausting. So I think that can be a clue when we've really gotten to that point. For me, maybe this sounds silly, but I feel like I am a good mom, and sometimes I have to mother myself too. That I have to think, what would my mom say to me if I said, I am so tired, I am so emotionally drained? She would not say to me, well, buck up, keep going. You know, she would tell me, you need some time, you need to go take care of yourself. What would I say to my daughter if she came to me with that, or she came to me as an adult mother and said she was tired and drained? What would I want her to know about her value and how to take care of herself? Sometimes it requires using that same kind of gentleness we give to our kids and using that for ourselves.
Marilee, it would be great this morning. It'd be great for moms if there was a one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter approach that would work really well to self-care. Man, just do these three things and you will have self-care mastered. But
right.
Obviously, there's a uniqueness to all of us and to every mom. So how does a mom figure out what self-care looks like for her?
What's been most funny to me is that if I ask other women, what's self-care for you, or what do you do for self-care, a lot of them say running, which is not my thing. And that would be one more thing. I would be miserable for the rest of the day if that was the thing I took time out to go do, which to me has been the, yes, there is not a universal solution because we're all so uniquely made. So I think it takes some intentional thought, and I even think, ask your mom, ask your sister, ask your friend, ask your husband, when do you see me most alive? When do you see joy in my life? What are the things that I do? Like, I feel so lame, but it took me a long time to figure out that, like, puzzles are self-care for me, that I can do this little detail work that has no real meaning in the world, and that just relaxes me. So having to figure that out, realizing I've always done that. My whole life, that's been something I loved, but I would never have put the word self-care on it. So it takes some of that, you know, asking other people around you what they see that you enjoy, and then figuring that out for yourself. What are the things? I really love good food. That's not a bad thing. And that can be self-care, just feeding myself and thinking about, you know, the foods that I actually really like and not just the peanut butter and jelly crusts that are my usual lunch, you know, that this can be something intentionally I do.
Marilee, a few moments ago, we were talking about moms beginning to test some self-care and do some things as they think about maybe what might work for them. So they begin to do those things. How can they evaluate whether those things are actually working for them or not?
I feel like that's taking a moment when you get done and saying, okay, where am I at now? Checking in on that kind of internal thermometer of your stress level, you know, just the general weight that we carry as women, as moms, and saying, did that help? Did that relieve this? Am I feeling a little bit lighter? Is this something that I'd want to do again? And I think there can be such differences even for extrovert or introvert moms. Like, my husband, bless his heart, for Mother's Day, he will leave lunch at the house for me, and then he will take all of the kids out. And I get to spend Mother's Day like alone, which is the most beautiful day of the year, as much as I love them. But I have these introvert tendencies, and just to be able to be in my own home in peace and quiet to do whatever I want to do, that's just amazing to me. But I think we don't often label those kinds of things as self-care. But that's what I think for moms is to say, did this fill me up? Did this make me come back to my kids? Was I excited to come back home and see my kids? You know, or did I feel more drained by whatever this was because it was too extroverted for what I felt like I needed, or I was too alone and I really needed somebody to be with me so that I could talk through things.
Yeah. The word picture that comes to me, Marilee, as you're describing that, it's just a mom getting done and going, ah, is there this aha moment after she gets done? Like, oh, that felt so good.
Yes, and it's going to be so different for each woman. I cannot fathom coming back from a multiple mile run and ever feeling that way. But I know that that's the case for some women. So not allowing yourself to feel guilty about what it is that's self-care for you, I think is a hard thing too, because it would be great if I love to run. Like, that seems really healthy and wonderful, but that's not my thing. And I can't let myself feel guilty if, you know, my thing is something that isn't somebody else's thing.
Marilee, as we're talking about self-care this morning, so here's the question, a candid question. So is this self-care thing just a first world problem? You know, is it really legitimate, like something that only the rich and famous or the upper class or even the middle class? Or is this really, no, this is a legitimate thing that no matter what your social, economic, cultural background is something to give yourself to?
I struggle with that so much when I first started thinking through this, because it did seem like this like high and mighty concept that only some people could indulge in. And it really took having a maybe historical mindset about it for me to change my opinion about that, where I thought about, like, my mom has this beautiful like hooked wool rug that her grandmother made that we still own, that I think that was self-care for her. I think about when we lived in Tennessee, you could find these little patches of daffodils that the women had planted, you know, generations and generations ago. Those daffodils weren't providing them with food or anything. It was just for beauty. And I think that was their self-care that they did that. And I think women have forever been painting, been making poetry and pottery, and have been doing things that fed their soul. I think it's just been with our current cultural pace, it's become harder for us to carve out that time. We've had to put words to it, and we've had to systematize it, and we've had to make it a little more, I don't know, formal, because it's not natural to us anymore the way that it used to be natural. But I think this should be accessible absolutely to everybody, and I think it is important for absolutely everybody.
Marilee, loved our conversation this morning, as I always do with you, as we talked about self-care for moms, plenty of moms listening this morning. Would you just pray over the moms in regards to what we've talked about this morning?
Father, I'm so thankful for the women who even prioritize listening to your word through song, through interviews on MyBridge, that they, in some ways, this could be their own self-care as they're driving kids to school or as they're making breakfast. I know that you love them and that you have a gracious heart towards them. And we think about Jesus speaking to Martha and telling her to come be with him, you know, to leave those things that we feel like are so urgent, to come just be present with Jesus. And I think that's what so much of this is about our need to be present with you and present in our own lives. God, I just ask that you would allow women to find what they need, to find rest, to find rejuvenation, so that they can love their kids well, because we know you love their kids well, that they would be your hands and feet from a place of restoration, from a place of hope and joy, and not from a place of depletion and exhaustion. We ask that you would allow spouses to be supportive of this, to help their wives prioritize this, that for our single moms, that they would have communities that would come around them and help them make this a reality. And especially for foster moms and special needs moms, that your special love for them and what you've called them to would allow them to find the rest that they need. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.